of weakness. Always go for the throat. Buy low, sell high. Fear, that's the other guy's problem.
Biz Talk Radio is proud to bring you Investor's Edge with Gary Kaltbaum. Straight talk about you and your money. You can reach Gary now at 877-747-EDGE. That's 877-747-3343. Here is your host, Gary Kaltbaum.
And welcome once again to Investor's Edge. I'm Gary Kaltbaum, your host. Hey, thanks for being with us today. Glad you are here, ladies and gentlemen. Happy that you are listening. It is March 24th, Friday, 2017, and we're here to talk about everything. Oh, everything that affects you, your life, your money, the markets, the economy, and all points in between. And we will do the markets. We'll do Obamacare. We'll do the Republican Party. We'll do tax legislation. We'll do a lot of whining and complaining and much, much more on this day. Hope you're having a good day. But first, some housekeeping. Tomorrow, a special Fox News business block, Cost of Freedom with Neil Cavuto, 10 a.m. to noon Eastern Time, covering healthcare, taxes, economy, legislations, Republican Party, Democratic Party, 10 a.m. to noon on Fox News Channel. You will be able to see me. I think I'm on right in the first few minutes. Check it out. Live, Cost of Freedom. Also, if you do not get this show in your city, go to GaryK.com. You can listen live or archive. We're live 6.06 p.m. Eastern Time, Monday through Friday. Also at GaryK.com, you can follow me on Twitter. Just press the button or go to Twitter at Gary Kaltbaum. You can email me. Just be nice. Just be nice. Read our commentary articles. We post charts of the day, news of the day, all that stuff today. If you want to hear what we're doing, we'd like to hear what you're doing, press the money management button. Press the subscribe button if you like our notes. Press the consulting button if you want, if you do it for yourself or others. Whatever else is up there. So, we told you. Mike Ditka, the great coach of the Chicago Bears Super Bowl team, I think it was 1985, once said, success isn't permanent and failure isn't fatal. Well, that encompasses the Republican Party and the nonsense, the other nonsense that they have affected. The Republican Party was swept in to power. The House, the Senate, the White House, governorships, state legislators. They were put into power for one reason. The other party stinks. The other party has gone way left of left into the world of socialism. Almost an anti-American socialism, to where, go ahead and burn flags. Go ahead. You want to do prayer in school? Nah. You want to do the Pledge of Allegiance? Police? They're not as good as you think. You want me to continue? Taxes? Higher. Regulations? More. Mandates? Fines? Fees? Everything. Control of everything you do? Boom. That's why Republicans won. People around the country, we're not even talking White House totally, all the states and cities and counties and you name it, sick and tired people of being told that they're dummies, yet these bureaucrats are smarter than you, and you need them to tell you how to live your life. That's why Republicans won. Republicans have been promising less. Less. Less of this. Less of that. Less. Republicans have been telling us, we're going to let you live your life. Let you make choices. Let you make the decisions in your life. Make you responsible for your life. Rugged individualism, they call it. Things aren't going well? Educate yourself. Work harder. Learn leadership. Learn a new language. Take the steps necessary to move forward. Don't sit on your rear end. But the left, this 81 welfare programs doling out over $1 trillion, advertising for you to get on welfare and get on food stamps instead of advertising you to get a job and work hard and learn and learn more. That's why Republicans won. Republicans won because people are begging them to roll back these creeps from telling you what to do every day. You've eaten too much salt, but go ahead and smoke some weed. That soda's too large. No good. You pay federal taxes? You live in California, you're paying us 13% also. You live in New York, you're paying us 13% also. We're going to send tens of billions of dollars to the UN for who knows what, and climate change, and this, that, and the other thing, these phantom amounts of taxpayer dollars. $9 trillion of debt under Obama. That's why Republicans won. That's why Republicans are in power. But when you get the power, it gives you a lot of responsibility. Responsibility to do the right thing. And the responsibility to deliver. The responsibility to know how Washington works. And if you're not sure, take your time and take a step back. What did Republicans do? They snatched defeat from the jaws of victory within 64 days of Donald Trump becoming president. But as I stated, failure isn't fatal, but you better learn from it. You better figure out what you did wrong and fix it, or you're doomed to fail again. Any hopes of the health care bill, a new one, possibly a better one, went down in flames. Why? Because the Republican Party, thinking they're omnipotent, went full bore ahead, announcing a date for a vote before they had the votes. And when they didn't have the votes, they announced another date today without knowing if they have the votes. And guess what? They didn't. And now there ain't nothing. The health care bill, any fixing of what is known as Obamacare, now goes by the wayside. Bye-bye. See ya. Wouldn't want to be ya. So now the question is, What does it mean? What will it affect going forward? What will Trump and Ryan and the rest learn from it? Well, first, we're going to talk about the bill. Second, how it's going to affect things going forward, the markets, the movers, the news, much more. We thank you for being here. I'm Gary. This is the one and only Investor's Edge.
It's time to switch on the integrator units and get the brain cells working.
You're listening to...
Hey, this promises to be fun.
Investor's Edge.
The last bastion of quality programming.
With Gary Kaltbaum.
It doesn't get better than this.
And welcome once again to Investor's Edge. So, as I stated... Why you call for a vote when you don't have the votes and do it a second time when you don't have the votes is beyond me. And there are people out there, pundits, saying why they would do something like this. I don't care. I believe in outcome. So where are we now? First off, as I told you, I was no fan of Trump care, or was it Ryan care? Doesn't matter what the care was. There was still taxes in it. There were still mandates. They were getting rid of a bunch of taxes. But for me, I believe in the free markets. Unfortunately, when government creates blobs, it's very tough to go back to free markets, but you have to start somewhere and go piecemeal. The problem with the Republican Party is they needed to know, and it was simple. You know, I'm Mr. Logic. It's simple. Get everybody who votes in a room, find out what their needs are, find out how far you can move both sides so you get a yes vote, but also with good legislation. You don't want to do a crap sandwich. That's what negotiating is all about. So they just completely screwed it up, and it's already being painted as an absolute unmitigated disaster, lost all credibility, this, that, and the other thing. I got news for you. As I have stated here, baseball games have 9 innings. You got that? But there will be no healthcare legislation for a while. You lose momentum out of the box, especially when you have other things you need to do. Taxes, regulation, immigration, or whatever, anything else that's on your table. So if I am Donald Trump, if I am Paul Ryan, if I am the Republicans, take a break this weekend. Have a couple of shots of Patron. Take your kids out. Go to a theme park. Go to a baseball game. Go to the movies. Give them a big hug. Go back to work on Monday. And together, hammer out tax legislation, which was so much more important than health care. I told you that from day one. Because the health care is a blob. It is an absolute complex blob done that way on purpose. You do realize that. You do realize the reason why we have 75,000 pages of tax code and 80,000 pages of regulations is just to confuse the crap out of each and every one of you and make sure that it cannot be rolled back. That's why they do it. That's what the enemy does. But you start somewhere. You return power to the important part of the country, and that's you and I. The people that create, the people that produce, the people that keep government and Washington, D.C. even breathing. That's us. and you look at the tax code and you get out a machete and you figure out the important places to cut and you cut it. And you look at how many tax rates there are and you cut it. And you look at the middle class that has been eaten up and you cut that. And you look at corporations that are paying 35% when Ireland's at 13% and you cut it. And then you go tell Washington, D.C. to take a fly because in the year 2000, their whole federal spending was $1.8 trillion, and this year it's $4.1 trillion. And are we getting any bang for the $2.3 trillion extra buck? You know how much we're getting? As John Vernon said in Animal House, 0.0. That's the bang for the buck we're getting off of that extra $2.3 trillion. You cut the growth of government, you cut the spending of government, and give it back to its rightful owners. Us! And watch what happens. Government doesn't create squat. It's an intake valve. It's a vacuum cleaner. It sucks up our treasure. And, of course, the last two presidents, on top of what they spent, sucked up another $15 trillion in our treasure of debt that one day will have to be paid back. Almost $6 trillion for George Bush, the passionate conservative, my arse. And then Barack Obama, Mr. $9 trillion of new debt, not mentioned once by their lying on their backs, paws in the air, tugs wagging, lapdog national media. And that's how you get to $20 trillion in debt. So if I'm Republicans, it's exactly what I do. Put your heads down. Don't even watch the national media because right now they're getting drunk. They're so happy that you failed, it's not even funny. They're corrupt, insane asylum. That's who they are. They don't care if your legislation was 10 times better than Obamacare. They'd rather you just fail. So get back to work. Put your heads down. Middle class understands dollars and cents. I'm not so sure they understand, because I got news for you. I think I'm pretty learned. I don't understand 90% of that Obamacare crap. But they understand dollars and cents. They understand you saying we're not letting you keep your money. You're just keeping more of your money. They understand, small business understands when they say, hey, look at this. We can now grow faster. They understand that. So get to work. That's all. Get to work. And then start hitting the regulatory. Dodd-Frank, crush it. As well as other stuff. The EPA was used as a gigantic hammer on industry. Go at it. Do what you have to do. And when you're successful, circle on back to healthcare. Simple as that. Or is it that simple? Up next, how did the markets react to all this? And how do we think they're going to react going forward? That and more on this, the one and only Investor's Edge.
You're listening to
America is Talking.
Investor's Edge.
He's got to be pleased with that. The crowd is just on his feet here. He's a Cinderella boy.
With Gary Kaltbaum.
Comes highly recommended. You're going to feel better if you talk to him.
And welcome once again to Investor's Edge. Thanks for being with us today. And ladies and gentlemen, Washington does matter, as we've been telling you for a very long time, now more than ever. They have intruded on our lives in ways we never imagined before. We don't have to get in everything tit for tat, but you know from the total sum of the things we have discussed with you on the show that we have been right all along, and they will not stop unless we stop them. And it's simplistic. We're smarter than them. We're better than them. In every way, shape, or form. When you have people like Bernie Sanders become popular, and the guy has never created a dime of wealth or a job and has lived out off the public dole all his life and believes in socialism that has destroyed every country that has ever gone into socialism. Somebody got to fight back. We try to do our part. And the dumbest person I know in this world is smarter than Bernie Sanders. And he's one of the faces of that party. How did the markets react? How do we think they're going to react? Let's do today's market wrap. Brought to you by investment-models.com. That's Jim Rohrbach, one of the great market timers. No gray areas with the man. You're either in or out of the market with proprietary indicators. Go check it out. Investment-models.com. The Dow finished, let's do the finals. Dow down 59, S&P only down 2, though. The NASDAQ was up 11, NASDAQ 100 was up 8. Transports down 7, Russell 2000 flattish, advanced declines, a little bit better on the New York, a little bit better than that on the NASDAQ. New highs, not much today. The story goes, I believe, if I can, I'm going to put up my intraday here as we speak. We hit a high of 27.18, hit a low of 25.29, so it was about 190-point swing. At around 320, we were at the lows, and we rallied up when the news came out that they were getting rid of the vote. And we actually rallied up to 26.56. That was even on the Dow, and then we dropped 60 points into the close. It was pretty wicked and pretty wild. Now, remember, on Tuesday, we got hit hard after being up, after that vote looked like it was dead in the water. So today, you got a little more of that. Got a little more of that. Now, this is just short-term stuff. I tend to just drown out the why, and I start looking at things, and very simple. We're in a little corrective mode here. We know which areas to be bearish on. We've been telling you about that for a while. We recently put the financials for you on the negative side, not the end of the world negative, but definitely on the short term and some more of an intermediate term. You already know about oils, you know about commodities, you know about retail. Oh, my God, do we know about retail. And whatever other areas we've told you, transports, airlines to avoid. We now have to watch to see if anything else comes about. So we're just going to call it under pressure. Leave no doubt, this does not help. And again, without even taking a political side, even the lefties recognize that the market did nothing for 2 years. And on the day of the election, that night and the next day, the market turned up, November 9th, and had a pretty damn good rally since that. The question is, how much confidence has the market lost on a pro-growth, pro-people agenda getting done? My answer? Don't know. What I do know is so far we've had a suspect reaction to the news that the health care ain't going to get through. But again, I don't think health care is as important as the tax and regulations. If the taxes don't get done, if the regulatory burden doesn't get fixed, then we're talking some interesting stuff, and we're going to have to pay attention. Large caps are stronger than small caps. NASDAQ semiconductors, NASDAQ types, stronger than most. Semiconductors, another strong day today off of the Micron earnings we mentioned yesterday. But they did get pulled back. I believe the semiconductor index was up like 20 early, finished only up 7 when the market reversed. I believe Micron was up almost 4, finished up less than 2. So we got some distributive action today off of this news. What happens on Monday? I don't have a clue. I don't have a clue. But we know where leadership is, and we know where things are lagging. We know where bull markets are, and we know where bear markets are. Remember all that. And don't sweat everything else. Because when all's said and done, it's not the news, it's how markets react to the news. In bull markets, bad news is good news, and good news is great news. In bear markets, good news is bad news, and bad news is worse. And of course, you have markets that are quite split, where I'm able to get on this radio show and tell you about 10 important areas that are toast, while 20 other areas are strong. So stay in gear with us right now, more on the sector analysis than on the major indices, but also size. As we have told you, there is a definitive difference in small versus large cap right now. There is a definitive difference between, let's say, energy versus the semiconductors. I met with some people today, or was it yesterday, that was looking at their account with somebody else, had a bunch of oils. Not good. If they were semis, great. So pay attention to the innards of the market. And of course,
you're listening to...
What are we waiting for?
Well, what are you waiting for?
One, two, ready, go.
Action!
Investor's Edge with Gary Kaltbaugh.
And welcome once again to Investor's Edge. Thanks for being with us today. We humbly apologize. We lost you for about a minute. That's on me. We do the show now basically through the internet. And we're pretty good with it. And I guess Mr. Al Gore didn't do it good enough, I guess. Anyway, all you basically missed was... there's a very, very split tape now. There's bull and bear markets side by side. I try not to rationalize why, but leave no doubt that the move off the election was based on the election. And now where maybe things aren't going to come through, things are turning a little bit down. We downgraded the financials for you. Even before Tuesday's drop, we started telling you about the distribution late last week. And they're just under serious pressure. If you look at like a Goldman Sachs, which is an important name, serious distribution in that stock right now. Serious. and we'd be careful now on the financial front, which could be meaningful. The good news is the semiconductors very strong, even though they did reverse a little bit today when the market did, but just still very good action there. And the NASDAQ 100 tech/internet still in pretty good shape. And large cap versus small cap, and we'll just take it as it comes. It is a sector-by-sector market right now. We can talk much less about Dow, S&P, NASDAQ 100. We'd rather talk about these sectors are standing out bullish, these sectors are standing out bearish, these are topping, these are bottoming, these are merging, these are submerging, and that's how we're going to play it as we move forward, as the market's had a decent run of it since that day. Movers of the day. Intuitive Surgical up 11. Tesla up 8, didn't see the news, holds the 50-day moving average. A little better for some biotech. Regeneron up almost 8. Something I never heard of. Dexcom up 6 to 82. Tesaro 6. Priceline 4. Here you go. Pulse Biosciences. You ready? No sales, loses a ton of money. The stock's gone from 6 to 30 in about 6 weeks. Really? Really? Used to trade about 8,000 shares a day. Traded 758 today. Really? Really? Credit Acceptance. Applied Optoelectronics. That's that AAOI. We think it's the strongest growth stock right now in the market. Centene. Mazor Robotics. ASML Holdings. Panera Bread. Those are the threes. Two or more. HCA Holdings Hospitals had a better day today off of Obamacare staying. NetTees, Mercado Libre, PVH Corp, Lam Research, but was much better. On the downside today, Martin Marietta Materials, U.S. Concrete, both cement. Why would that be? Well, if you can't get healthcare done, how are you going to get infrastructure done? That's what the market was thinking today. Google remains weak. AutoZone, New Market Corp, three or more. Goldman Sachs, Cigna, Cable One, Public Storage, two or more. Vulcan Materials, live long and prosper. Humana, Anthem, notice some managed care in there. Northrop Grumman, Defense. Some of the Trump stocks getting hit today off of, you know, little loss of confidence, something to that effect. Mohawk Industries, Acuity Brands, Health Equity, Raytheon, Defense, Air Products, Lockheed Martin, General Dynamics, both Defense, Packaging Corp of America, Eagle Pharmaceuticals, and that is your ever-popular, over-the-top movers of this day, ladies and gentlemen. So, kind of, sort of, crappy week based on, you know, all this stuff. We've talked to you already about valuations are a little bit out there, something we got to watch. We've already talked about frothiness and a lot of excessive bullishness. We've already talked about Obamacare is here to stay for right now. You know, the interesting thing, I heard Donald Trump say, we hope it doesn't happen, but we think it's going to die under its own weight. Well, as I have told you, there's 1,000 counties that have only one provider right now. No, really. How's that for some competition? You want to know why premiums go up? That's why. As if we have told you, if you put competition in the business, it gives incentives for business to compete for your business on cost, on coverage, and on service. That's the benefit to you. Hopefully somebody shows up one day and figures out how to get a bunch of Republicans on the same page. And we're not blaming one or the other. We're not going to question one or the other on why they did vote or not vote. Fact of the matter is, I'm not so sure we would have been voting for this, as there are a lot of things in it we were not thrilled with. But you got to start somewhere. You got to go somewhere. Let's hope it's on the taxes and the regulatory nightmare that's been foisted upon us by these imbecilic bureaucrats in that little enclave called Washington, D.C. Again, don't forget, 2 hours. How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it? 2 hours of Fox News tomorrow. Tomorrow, 10 a.m. to noon. You can see me at 10 a.m. You have a great weekend. Drive carefully. When you get home, I think we got some music. Do like we do. Make sure you hug your children. Night, night, all.
This clean edit of Investor's Edge created by Stu Lander. Follow me at twitter.com/STOLANDER.